Hello, how's everyone doing? Oh, yeah, it's a little loud right there. Yeah, so you're listening to All Sorts of Sports. I'm DJ Cope Dog, and I have a new guest, not new guest, but new host with me today, new partner. I got DJ Showtime over here.
Hey,
how you
everybody.
Doing, DJ Showtime?
I'm good, Cope Dog. How are you?
Doing swell, doing swell. Yeah, so I got him. Yeah, I'm a little high again. Yeah, so I got my new partner. We met a couple weeks ago. He seems to like all the same sports, all the same. He likes the Giants. Yeah, so let's talk about a little what kind of sports you like, all that stuff.
Well, baseball is my number one. I'm a huge Giants fan. Also like the Niners. Like all the local teams. Warriors. You know, even the A's and Raiders, as long as they're not playing the Giants or the Niners. And my dad's from Michigan, so he likes all the Detroit teams. So I do, too. I got that influence on me.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to be talking. We're going to go over last week's NFL football action. We'll go over a couple of those games, some upsets, some surprises in the week's action. So let's look on over here. Yeah, so we got a couple of top-notch teams. They're going, you know, winless or 1-2. How you feeling about that? We got some high-caliber teams that thought that they were looking to be top-notch, and they're struggling in the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots, how about them? 1-2 to start?
Yeah.
Got beat by the Ravens, and the Ravens, the last few times they played the Patriots, they lost to them, so finally turned the tables.
Yeah, they lost a tough one, 31-30 last week to the Ravens, and that was your Sunday night game.
Then the Ravens last night just won again, so now they're 2-1 over the Browns.
Yeah, the Ravens are coming together. They're clicking a little bit. They got Joe Flacco thinking he's a top-notch quarterback, elite guy. Comes out and says that, and that defense is always flocking around, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, with Ray Lewis, I mean, can't go wrong with him leading the D.
Yeah, 16 years running, he's looking sharp.
Yeah, he even lost about 20 pounds in the offseason just to stay in shape. He's looking great.
Yeah, I always listen to him. He pumps me up. He, you know, all his speeches and everything, I always like to listen to him rile up his guys.
Yeah, he's one of the great motivators of all time.
Definitely.
Great leaders.
He's up there. I got Brian Dawkins up there. He's
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty inspiring. He gets fired up.
And then another team that's kind of upsetting so far, disappointing in 2012. How about the Packers?
Yeah. The Packers, they're going 1-2 as well. They ain't looking too sharp. They lost a tough one. Against Seahawks on that call. Can you see that call? Oh man, that's the talk of the next week, next month or whatever.
Yeah, that was the last straw for the old refs. Got them kicked out pretty much.
Yeah, they got booted. They didn't like that call too much. Yeah, that was one of the most controversial calls. I don't know. That was just terrible. And you see that push in front of him? You see...
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Golden Tate just ended up shoving one of the guys down to the ground in front. So I don't think that play shouldn't have even had to be decided.
Yeah, but even besides that, I mean, he only had... Golden Tate had... The receiver had one hand on the ball for,
yeah,
you know, the first part of the catch, and they still gave it to him, so...
Yeah, that everything about that was just... I don't know, that was terrible. You could see that defender had complete control. He had two arms on the ball. And Golden Tate just sneaks an arm in there. And you see the refs, actually, they called two different calls.
Oh, yeah.
one was calling a touchback, and one was calling a touchdown. You guys are clueless.
Yeah, one of them
there.
Had his arms up. One of them arms to the side. Yeah. They're looking at each other.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. That was pretty, you know, that was... That's kind of what the whole ref thing that on that play, that was their last straw. They got to go.
Yeah, so the Packers, 1-2. But next week they play New Orleans, who they've got to be the biggest disappointment of this year, wouldn't you say?
Oh yeah, I'm thinking. I mean, they have a tough one. They lost their head coach, you know. So they got a new guy calling all the plays, everything. And so that, I mean, I think that's kind of tough. But hey, you know, it's not changing the team. But that kind of shows you how much a coach has on an influence on how good a team does and how important coaching is, huh?
Yeah, and their defensive coordinator. I mean, their defense is doing pretty bad this year so far. And they did have a few suspensions, too.
Oh, yeah. And they actually, that bounty thing, didn't they? That was kind of, you know, it was thrown away.
Yeah, I think it was. They disregarded that.
Yeah, I remember I played fantasy football, and my brother, we were watching it together, and we saw that it was you know, the players were good to play. And so instantly, like, we have linebackers for our league, and instantly we were like, all right, hey, we had to flip a coin, ended up, because we both wanted Jonathan Vilma. We wanted to pick him up. So that was pretty funny. But yeah, he's actually hurt right now.
Yeah. That's a tough loss for them. He's a solid player.
Yeah, he's sharp.
And how about upsets from the last week? The yeah. Raiders over the Steelers.
Yeah, baby. I wouldn't call it an upset. Come on.
Both teams 1-2 now. And did you see that hit on Darius Hayward Bay?
Oh, I didn't catch that one.
He got knocked out in the end zone, hit in the head. He was lying on the ground for 11, 12 minutes, just out cold.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
It had to cart him off. And now he says he doesn't even really remember anything. Just being, like, he came to once he's being taken off the field. That's all he can remember.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's his, do you know his status? Is he got a concussion or something?
Yeah, they're still evaluating him, doing tests on him like they do. Today in the NFL, you know, they take head injuries very seriously now.
Yeah.
But just now he's, you know, getting up, getting more active, moving around. I don't think he's practicing yet. So he's still, I don't think he'll be playing next game.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah, he got shaken up.
That's a tough loss. That's first round. Yeah, that was our first pick right there. Going down. My goodness.
Then another huge upset. How about the Vikings of all teams?
The Vikings over the Niners.
The Niners, 24-13. I mean, really wasn't very close.
Yeah, the Niners were looking to be like they were the team to beat in the NFL.
Yeah.
And they go down to the Vikings.
Yeah, Christian Ponder looking great.
Yeah, he was looking sharp, huh?
Yeah. Peterson, couldn't stop him.
Yeah, Peterson is just, that guy's another breed. That guy's an animal.
Yeah, Percy Harvin, receiver, had a great game as well.
Yeah, speed kills, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Percy Harvin, oh, no touchdowns. He had 9 catches for 99 yards.
It's a good day.
Yeah. And Adrian Peterson, no touchdowns neither. We had Christian Ponder running one in. And he actually threw for 2 more touchdowns.
How many yards did Peterson have?
Peterson ran for, it's looking like 86 on 25 carries.
I mean, against the Niners run defense, that's great. They're supposed to have the best run defense.
Oh, yeah. You pretty much got to, usually you got to forget about that whole run game, run scheme against those guys. They only had, I think it was 100-yard rusher last year. And that was that guy, Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, that was
Lynch.
The last game of the year, too.
Marshawn Lynch?
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy's an animal.
Yeah.
Beast mode.
So, I think we got a few undefeated teams still in the NFL. We got the Cardinals sitting at 3-0 after they pounded the Eagles 27-6. The Texans are 3-0. And the Atlanta Falcons, also undefeated.
Yeah, the Falcons actually also put a beating on the San Diego Chargers. 27-3. this one. Yeah, so we're turning over to some power rankings.
Yeah, according to ESPN, the power rankings in the NFL right now for week four, you got the couple undefeated teams at the top, the Texans and then the Falcons. Ravens sitting at number three. Niners, number four, so they're still up there.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals, other undefeated team, number five. And to round out the top ten, you got the Giants, Packers, Patriots, Eagles, and the Seattle Seahawks. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah. Yeah, so they know. They still have faith in these 1-2 teams in the Green Bay Packers and the Patriots. They're 1-2, but hey, it's a rough start.
Yeah, they'll turn it around.
So I think, yeah, they'll turn it around. And they actually got the Saints way down at 28th in the league.
28.
Yeah, and they're going to have another tough one. They could go 0-4. They're looking at
in Green Bay.
The Green Bay Packers. Wow. So yeah, somebody's got to step up in that game.
Yeah, good luck making the playoffs starting 0-4.
Yeah, I don't know the stats for that one, but I'm sure it's not too
it's
high.
Unlikely.
It's yeah. Probably pretty unlikely. All these stats, all that nonsense. The week four.
All right, we're going to take a look at the upcoming schedule for week four.
Let's check it out.
Make some predictions.
Let's check it out. I love football season.
Yeah. Just getting started.
Yeah, so the Bay Area teams, we got the Niners. They're going to be playing in New York, playing against the New York Jets.
2-2-1 teams. Should be a good game, but Darrell Revis, Niners won't have to worry about him.
Yeah, that's a big loss for the Jets there. They're actually going to have one of their running backs. I think one of their running backs, I think McKnight, is going to be playing some cornerback. Now, that's an athlete. I feel like you should be able to switch over to each side of the ball. But, yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's pretty talented to be able to do that. Two totally different positions.
Yeah. And for the undefeated teams, it looks like they're going to be playing some not very good teams the next week. The Falcons are playing the Panthers.
Texans are playing the Titans.
And the Cardinals will be playing the Dolphins.
And then the Raiders will be taking on the Broncos, division game.
Yeah,
both teams 1-2.
We got
in
a conference
Denver,
game.
So if there are any long-distance field goals with that elevation, just leave it to Janikowski.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that thin air up there. Set him up for a 70-yard field goal. He'll kick it.
Yeah, I think that's where he made his 63-yarder, right?
Is it?
A few years ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. They send him out there. I saw him. Yeah, he sent out there for like a 70-yard field goal once. Hey, throw out the kicking team. Give him a chance. That guy's got a boot. All right, we are going to be taking a break very shortly. This is DJ Cope Doc.
And DJ Showtime.
And you're listening to All Sorts of Sports on radio.dominican.edu.
Welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is All Sorts of Sports with DJ Cope Dog and me, DJ Showtime. And right now, Cope Dog, we're going to take a look at the upcoming schedule for week four, make some predictions.
All right, let's check it out.
So who are you taking in the Patriots at the Bills?
You know what? I think I'm going to go with the Patriots on this one. They can't be going 1-3 to start off the season.
How about the Niners Jets? I mean, I don't know, with Revis out, I think the Jets are looking too strong.
I think they're susceptible to the pass without Darrell Revis locking down their best player.
I mean, they got running backs covering receivers.
I think we're looking pretty solid for that one. I think the 49ers are gonna pull that one out.
Yeah. They're gonna be angry now too after being caught flat by Minnesota.
Yeah, they crept up on them.
They won't let that happen again. Seahawks Rams divisional game.
The Seahawks and Rams. I think that Russell Wilson guy is looking. He's starting to fit in there.
And of course, Marshawn Lynch.
And of course, Marshawn. He's gonna go beast mode all over that Rams D, I think. So yeah, let's go 24-14. Okay. Seahawks in favor.
Okay. Sounds about right. Panthers Falcons, and that's in Atlanta. And I think Matty Ice, he's got a really good home record, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think it's pretty high. So his percentage is pretty good.
That should be a tough one for the Panthers.
Yeah. He's loyal to his fans. He likes to put on a show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'll be a high-scoring game, though.
Could be.
Cam Newton
throwing the ball around, running it.
I think he's got to start using his legs a little more. Yeah, you know?
Yeah, mix it up like last year. All those rushing touchdowns.
Yeah. I'm sure they got their game plans to slow him down in that aspect. They got their linebacker spies, all that stuff. So, yeah, let's see what's going to happen.
Vikings at the Lions. Now, okay, I mean, I know I'm a Lions fan, but I think what the Vikings did last week was kind of a fluke.
Yeah.
I don't know if they could pull this one off. It's in Detroit.
You don't think they'll keep on with their hot streak?
I don't think so.
That's a good call, I think. You know, Lions are a strong
Lions
team.
Lions got this.
They got that Megatron guy, a wide receiver, Calvin Johnson.
Stafford at quarterback.
Just throw it up to him.
Yeah. I think Stafford might have the most passing yards too right now, so they got a really good passing game going.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So look out, Minnesota.
Look out. They're coming for you. Chargers and Chiefs, next one on the list. What do you think about this one? Divisional game.
Yeah. I don't know. Chargers, they got beat last week really badly, so.
They're
still 2-1. Rivers, he had an off year last year. This series looking better so far, but last game, it's pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I don't know. This should be a close one. It's in Kansas City. I might have to go with the Chiefs.
Are you? I'm pulling for the Chiefs.
Yeah.
My Raiders are
a little bit of an upset.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Go for the underdog.
And the Chargers are struggling a little bit at running back. You know, their guy Ryan Matthews went down. So I'm not sure when he's coming back. You know when he's due back?
I think he's out for a little while.
Yeah, that's too bad.
There's another division game, Titans at Texans. And Texans, are they the number one ranked team right now?
Yeah,
they're
Texans.
The team to beat.
Texans are looking like the team to beat right now.
Yeah, that could be a barn burner.
Yeah, they're a pretty full team. They got their offense clicking. That's a good defense they got, too.
Yeah, they're staying healthy. Looking good right now.
All the right things to do to get to the playoffs.
You see what happened to their quarterback, though, last week for the Texans?
Yeah.
Matt Schaub?
Yeah, he got brutally hammered.
I think he got hit in the chest and the head at the same time.
Yeah, those are
a piece of his ear came off. It was all bleeding. Helmet knocked off.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a hit. That was funny. We got the Bengals Jaguars on the list next.
I don't know, man. I mean, Jaguars, Mojo, I love him. Reese Jones-Drew, the running back.
You got to love him. He's on my fantasy team.
Yeah. Bengals, though, they're looking pretty good lately. Andy Dalton. You got the offense
going.
That's
my boy.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting an Andy Dalton jersey.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good one. Redhead. So I'm taking the Bengals.
You're taking the Bengals on this one? All right. I'm going to go on the other side then. I think Maurice Jones-Drew he's going to rush for a couple touchdowns. And I think they're going to pull that one out.
Blaine Gabbert.
Not a big fan. I don't know.
The Raiders and the Broncos.
Yeah, so we got that one. Division. We got that everybody in the division is playing one another.
Yeah.
So that should mix things up a bit.
Palmer and Manning.
That Manning
guy. Good matchup.
that's a good matchup.
Let's see if he can throw some more picks.
Yeah. Let's see that Falcons game all over again.
Yeah.
Put a little pressure on him. Mix up the D. Hopefully we can confuse him. That guy's pretty talented.
Raiders coming off a big win against the Steelers. I mean, hey, after that, that could give them the momentum.
Yeah, Darren McFadden's starting to look like himself a little bit.
McFadden has another big game. I think they can do it.
Yeah. Another guy on my fantasy team. you guys are going to end up hearing my whole fantasy team eventually.
Yeah, we might have to get a fantasy segment on here.
How about you got a fantasy team?
No, I don't.
No fantasy?
Nope.
Oh. I think that just makes the game a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
Like if a game that you don't really want to watch, you got a couple guys on there, all of a sudden, that's the game you want to watch. Dolphins are playing the undefeated Cardinals next. What do you think about that one?
I mean, Reggie Bush is having a great year, but it's in Arizona. Cardinals 3-0.
Reggie Bush is out, though, isn't he?
Is he out?
Yeah, he got hurt, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. I think he's out for a little bit now.
Uh-oh. Watch out, then.
Yes.
Cardinals should have that one.
I always hate to see a good player like that go down.
Yeah.
Or any player, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, he's a real exciting player.
It's too bad.
How about the Skins and the Bucks? RG3. He's having a good year.
Yeah, RG3. Another guy, fantasy baby.
I mean,
he's looking strong too.
He's not on my fantasy team, but I'm pulling for him.
he's gonna have to do a little bit more than he is. I mean, I know that's a lot to ask, but you know, they're 1-2. I think he's really gotta pull his team together. And we actually have a short week this week. We're getting kicked off because of that volleyball game coming up. So we're going to speed through these last three games, and then we'll be talking to you next week. Yeah, so we got the Saints-Packers.
Saints, I think they're going to go 0-4.
I think that's going to happen. That's going to be a tough one in Green Bay.
Tough to win there.
That will be a tough game. Giants-Eagles.
Giants-Eagles.
Divisional
both
game.
2-1 in Philly. I don't know, I mean... Michael Vick, he keeps turning the ball over. Can't win like that.
I know he's a playmaker, but he's starting to make some costly errors for his team.
Yeah, I think the Giants should have that one.
Yeah, and that's the Sunday night game.
Yeah,
so
that'll be
a good one to watch.
Yeah. How about Monday night? Bears Cowboys.
Bears Cowboys. Monday night.
Another matchup of 2-1 teams.
Yeah, me and DJ Showtime are not really fans of the Cowboys. So I think we're leaning towards the Bears on this one. Or at least.
Yeah,
that would
be a safe bet. I think the Bears got this.
Yeah, sorry we couldn't get to all the things we wanted to talk about this week. That gosh darn volleyball. But, tune in next time. This is DJ Cope Doc.
And DJ Showtime.
And you're listening to All Sorts of Sports.
Tune in next week from 6 to 7 if we don't get kicked out by the volleyball game.
All right, all right.